What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us today on Let's Talk About It, Executive Director of the Jamestown Tourism Office, we have Cyril Swedland joining us. And Cyril, welcome to our show.
Hey, thanks so much, Warren.
Well, thank you for taking time, Cyril. This is something I'm looking forward to having you on a little more often to talk about things happening with Jamestown tourism in our community and kind of open up the eyes and ears of people who are like, what can I do in Jamestown? What's coming up? What can I do? And the first of which, I mean, we know Memorial Day is a busy day, Memorial Day weekend for that matter. People are going to be traveling, looking for things to do, coming through Jamestown, family coming into town, and lots of things are opening up here in Jamestown for that.
That's right. It's time. I mean, summer is here. I think we're all excited about this vaccine and the notion of things opening up and the restrictions. It's just the activity and the energy as you get out and about, it's contagious. And so for us in tourism, that means two things. You know, tourism is about how we invite people to our community to spend money and interact with businesses to create a positive economic influence. But it's also about making sure that our locals know the fun things that are going on, retaining them to our community for that same reason. So, you know, we've got just a wonderful summer coming up, I think, in large part because things feel like they're opening back up again. Yeah. For your audience, though, Warren, I just want to say we have this really great website called JamestownCalendar.com. Again, JamestownCalendar.com is a place where we ask businesses and agencies throughout the community to place their events. And from that information, we develop a paper calendar that's set out through the chamber and the local businesses on a monthly basis. And it's really the what's going on, what's happening site. And we really think that, you know, a community like Jamestown, you know, we need a place, a singular spot where information can be posted and information can be shared. And so JamestownCalendar.com has served that for some time. And we're really proud of that website.
And something that comes along with that Jamestown calendar is this is all input from individuals who are putting on the business. You're going to get the information about that organization. You're going to get information about that event coming up, times, ticket costs, everything like that. And the only way to make that as successful as it can be is by people contributing to it.
That's right on, Warren. I think that's the key to this site is that it is information put on there by the agencies who are driving these events. And so, you know, with that, I would just do a call out. If you've got something you want to put on Jamestown Calendar, you don't have to call anybody.
No.
Just get on the website and there's a real simple add a new event tag at the top, you know, and you can, you know, it's a pretty easy process. Sometimes there are hiccups, in which case you call our office, the information's on that website and we will walk you through whatever thing that is tripping you up. But again, it's supposed to be a very user-friendly site and a really easy way for folks to post their happenings.
Cyril Swedland, again, Executive Director of Jamestown Tourism here on Let's Talk About It. Another feature of that I want to mention, because we could talk about the calendar all day long. There's those nice little buttons on there. You can export it to your personal calendar. So you're not, you know,
point.
Hey, yeah. I need to get this on there so I don't forget about it. That's another great
tool. Yeah, we all manage our happenings a different way. But you're right. You know, putting that information to your, whether you're an iCal or your Google Cal or you're an Outlook person, you know, they all have a different sort of a sequence to them. But that site, you know, breaks that information down and makes it really easy to export that information. It's also really visual. It's just a nice visual, right? You can look at it from a month view or you can just scroll through the individual events in the individual event view. There's two sides of that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just got a lot of really nice features. I often don't get very deep into the calendar because I often think people just want to know what's going on and move on, right? But you're right. There's just a lot of tools that make that calendar really easy to use.
So Cyril, our time may be a little short today, but I wanted to ask Memorial Day weekend. You don't have to go far. You can be in Jamestown. What are you doing Memorial Day weekend? You know, as that gets closer here.
Well, I think there is just a lot to do, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I think, you know, we often don't often think about our own backyard as a place to go and do. But as you have young families and folks who are, you know, always saying, well, I've never been here. I need to go there sometime. I mean, just lots of really easy ways to get out and explore. We have the courthouse and their brand new exhibit that was opened last summer. I think that was something that we really didn't get to enjoy last summer because we couldn't say, come experience this touch and feel and do thing in the midst of all the uncertainty. And so now that site feels like a new experience because, again, we're in this sort of new chapter. The Fort Seward space, I mean, they're constantly evolving. They're constantly doing new stuff up there. I think Warren has had the Marx family up here to tell about the new playground set up there, which, again, I mean, they're just really excited, really a great group. They had a flag burning ceremony here this last weekend to retire old American flags of the Boy Scout troop. They have a weekly program that they execute on where it's a different theme and a lot of kids' activities associated with that weekly program. Of course, the Arts Center and their Thursday night arts markets, that'll open up in a few weeks. But again, for Memorial Day weekend, the Frontier Village and the National Buffalo Museum, we're ready to go, folks. We've done some painting up there. There's a lot of construction work that's happening as we speak, but we're just excited. I mean, just excited to have a summer, just excited to welcome guests, excited to show off all the things that have happened in the past year. And again, you know, Memorial Day weekend is when it all sort of starts.
Yeah, we can all be proponents of growth in Jamestown by supporting these local organizations and, of course, getting out and exploring our own backyards. Cyril, people have questions about Jamestown tourism. They have questions about how do I get something on the calendar? I'm having trouble with that. What are some ways they can reach out and ask some questions here?
Reach out by email at office@discoverjamestownnd.com. Or, of course, our phone number, 701-251-9145. And if you don't get us right away, just leave a message. We'll call you back. It's just a really busy time. We're trying to get all these things happening and going. But again, just reach out to us. If there's something we can help you with, we'd love to.
Perfect, Cyril. Thank you so much for taking some time today.
Thank you, Warren.